Joining us this morning, Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey. Good morning, Chief. It's great seeing you again.
Good morning, Renee, Mike. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, fantastic.
Thank you. Great.
First, we do want to extend our thank yous for inviting us to the Medal of Valor Luncheon.
Oh, I'm glad you guys could come.
What an incredible, it's an incredible ceremony.
Emotional,
it
too.
Is.
It's very emotional.
It is.
And it seemed like this year, excuse me as I'm getting all choked up again, a large number of officers recognized this year.
There were, we had 32 officers that were recognized for their heroic efforts throughout 2018. A lot of those were the same event.
Okay.
We had one event down on South Nevada Avenue last year where there were
numerous
tactical
officers,
enforcement and EOD officers that were recognized for that one. And then several other events where there were multiple officers recognized.
And of course, the big recognition is the Medal of Honor.
Yes.
Jem Duzel came home from New York. And I was telling you, I will not use the language I use when I was talking to you. He's incredible.
He is. He really, really is.
I mean, most people would not function after what happened.
I agree. And, you know, he and his family really are an inspiration to us all.
Yeah.
He's done a great job recovering. I think that just goes to show you how strong his will was when he was injured and how he just wanted to come back. He wanted to survive. He wanted to heal. He's gone through a lot of therapy
in the last year,
a lot of therapy. And he continues to go through therapy while he's living in New York with his folks. And then his mom was telling me that he's going to go for speech therapy in March of next year. They've already got that planned.
Right.
And that's a 5-week in-house therapy program.
Wow.
Where they work with him like 25 hours a week.
That's incredible.
Just with
speech
therapy.
But he's already doing good right now.
He's already doing wonderful.
Yeah.
He really, really is. He's walking, talking, very cognitive, knows exactly what you're discussing with him. He's just, like I say, he and his family are an inspiration to us all. They really are.
And the officer that was with him that day was also recognized.
Yes.
Very impactful. Tears just running down my... What is that officer's name again?
Ronnie Carter.
Yeah.
Yes. He was recognized for that event as well. And he's another great officer. He's a corporal now on a midnight shift. And I think what's really good about having him on a midnight shift is most of our younger officers go to midnights because nobody else wants it. But he's decided to stay there to be a mentor, to be a training officer, to help them through, to teach them what they need to know to become really great officers. And he's really good at it. I actually worked with Ronnie when I was a lieutenant years and years ago on that same midnight shift.
Wow. And I think you guys released the complete list of officers that were recognized.
Yes.
On the website, right?
Yes, we did.
So everybody
yes.
can go see who was
right. Because yes.
that was really...
It was a great ceremony.
It really was.
The Police Foundation of Colorado Springs puts that on for us. They have, I think, for about the last 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And Nicole Magic
yes.
does a great job putting that together.
She does
for
fantastic,
us.
Yeah.
We did a really good job before, but it's really they've taken it to the next level. Mm-hmm. They've increased our attendance, increased the sponsors, and has raised money for the foundation itself.
Absolutely.
So it's been really great.
Yeah, the room was packed.
It was packed.
Yeah.
I think it was 800 plus.
Yeah, almost 900,
yes.
I think, there. So, yeah.
It was amazing.
Huge number.
Now, is Officer Duzel long-term planning? Is he like to come back on active duty?
I don't think he wants... I don't think he's planning on coming back to active duty. But I do think his long-term plan is once he gets to a point, he wants to move back to Colorado Springs.
Okay.
I think he wants to come back here. I think he does want to get a job. I'm not sure what type of job he's going to look at. But his plan is to come back here. I really do think right now he thinks Colorado Springs is home.
Yeah.
Not New York.
Yeah. Well,
I can understand why.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we, take a break, Chief, I would love for you to get your comment on the grand jury decision in the Devon Bailey case.
That came out, and we were excited to hear that it came out in favor of the officers. I believe before the grand jury decision came out, I was confident that's how it should come out because of the evidence. And what the evidence pointed to, and the evidence pointed that the officers did the right thing that day. But when anything goes to a jury or a grand jury, you just don't know. A grand jury can see something differently. They can think differently. So we were excited to see it came out with a no true bill, which exonerates our officers from any wrongdoing. That case cannot be opened up again by another district attorney, which if the DA had made the decision, it could have been. So... the officers are excited. They're moving on with their lives. But it is, I think what people need to realize is this process is the process defined by law.
Right.
This process, whether you agree with it or not, is the process that we use for anything that goes to the DA's office, where the DA can either make a decision on an officer-involved shooting or hand it over to a grand jury. I know Dan May had some, I'm sure he in his mind was back and forth, which way should I go? I think he made the right decision by giving it to the grand jury, because I do, hopefully it gives the community a sense of there were community members that made that decision for us. Right. It wasn't just the DA. It wasn't just somebody else. They heard all the evidence. They asked for additional information. They had a lot of testimony and they deliberated. I'm sure they discussed it, and then they came out with a no true bill.
All right, we'll continue with Chief Niskey in a moment at 7:42 KRDO's Morning News.
Joining us in studio this morning, Colorado Springs Police Chief Vince Niskey, and it's time, Chief. I saw the announcement yesterday. This is very exciting. It's now an annual tradition by the Colorado Springs Police Department, and it is the big canine calendars. They were, what, released yesterday?
Yes, they were.
That's fantastic.
We've had them out internally for a while, the 2020 canine calendars, which feature our canines on the Colorado Springs Police Department and their handlers, are up for sale for holiday gifts. They're $10 a piece. If you go online, you can find them at colorado.gov/police.
Just go to the police department website.
And then go to
the
police department website, and you'll find them on there. And what they're a fundraiser for our cadet program. We have a cadet program where we have young adults who are uniformed. They volunteer their time. They're not paid. And they come in and they help us during events. They help us during different projects and different things that we have to do throughout the organization. Kind of gives them the opportunity to figure out if law enforcement is the direction they want to go after they get out of school. And we do hire some cadets, and some cadets go on to do something else. But I think it's a good growth program for kids while they're in school.
Well, and we do know that the calendars have sold out before.
Yes, they have.
Very quickly, too.
Yes, they have.
So, and you guys had, I can't remember if it was last year or the year, but you guys had to keep going to reprint, because so many calendars were sold.
Yes,
and it's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have, and it's we're so close to Christmas right now.
Absolutely.
With Thanksgiving next week, I think we're about 4 or 5 weeks off, so there's not much time to get them.
So get your calendars, go to the coloradosprings.gov/website, and then go into the police department. And, I mean, that's a great
top. It is.
I wonder who the featured dog is. We're going to have to find out who the featured dog is. So get your canine calendar. Go grab it. Chief,
all right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you both very much.
Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. I hope you and your listeners have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Be safe.
Thank you so much, Chief.
Thank you.
All right. 7:51 KRDO's Morning News.